Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayetze, gives us the story of Yaakov's departure from Eretz Canaan, the land of Canaan, his journey to Haran to his devious uncle, later father-in-law Lavan, his marriage to Leah, to Rachel, to his two other wives, Bilhah and Zilpah, the birth of 11 of the 12 tribes, and Yaakov's trip back home, as he flees Lavan's house, barely gets away, Hashem saves him. The beginning of the parasha tells us, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayel Charan. Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva, that was the city in the land of Canaan, and he went to Charan. And Rashi wonders, why does it have to say he went out from Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan? Just say, Yaakov went to Charan. We understand, we know already that he was living in the land of Israel, in Be'er Sheva. Why does it have to tell us again that he left this place? Well, if you're telling me that he went to Haran, then of course I realize he left where he was. And Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says the Torah is coming to teach us that when a tzaddik leaves the city, it makes a roshem, it leaves an imprint, it makes a mark. Because when he leaves, the glory, the shine of the city has departed. What is Rashi telling us with this idea? I mean, of course we understand that when you have a good person living in a place and he leaves, it's going to make an impact. That's obvious. He's not there anymore. But clearly Rashi is telling us more than that. Rashi is telling us that it makes an imprint, it makes an impact, that there's a spiritual impact, not just the practical side of things, that this person is not here anymore, and I miss him, and I miss his kindness, and his scholarliness, and so on, but there's a spiritual impact. And the idea is that when you have a tzaddik living in a vicinity, in a town, so the spiritual impact of that tzaddik makes a major mark on the area. Because, just like we understand, if you have an oven that's very hot, so the oven itself, not only is the oven hot, but it warms everything around it. And the oven can warm the entire house. An oven, the stove, can provide heat for the entire area around it. By the same token, a tzaddik, because of his righteousness, because of the spiritual power he possesses, that spiritual goodness impacts the area around him, like a ripple effect. And the further out you go, the less the impact is, and the closer you are, the greater the impact is, the stronger the ripple effect is, and the greater the impact it has. And so we have an idea that when a tzaddik is living in a city, when a great person, a righteous person, a Torah scholar, is living in a city, it has a positive impact on the city, not just in terms of the practical, pragmatic, physical aspect of being able to go ask this person questions and learn from him and so on, but there is actually a positive spiritual impact upon everyone that this tzaddik impacts everyone around him. And so this is why throughout history we have an idea of people seeking to bring great people into their midst. And even if you have a tzaddik, a great person, a righteous individual visiting for a while, people are very excited. You might see signs in Hebrew that say, tzaddik bala'ir, a righteous person has come to the city. It's not just go meet him and go say hello to him. Of course you should do that. But the idea is also that here you have a spiritual impact in the city that you can benefit from. Take advantage. The closer you get to this person, the more you can gain from the spiritual impact, and you will be in that vicinity, and the spiritual waves, the ripples, will impact you in a positive way. And this is why it's so important to have Torah scholars and great people living in a city, because it's not enough to say, well, I have a rabbi who I ask my questions to, who I go to for advice, I call him, I Zoom with him, and so on. No, that's not going to make the cut. You need to have someone in your city, in your area, because then you need that spiritual positivity, that spiritual greatness in your city. If I can make a plug, this is one of the ideas of a kollel. A kollel is a group of scholars who dedicate their lives and their time to Torah study and to spreading Judaism. And of course, there's a very practical impact that they have because they are teaching Torah. But on a deeper level, when you have a group of people studying Torah in the city, it's a different city. You have that Torah, the spiritual power of their Torah, even if you're not actually learning with the Torah scholar, with the kollel rabbi. But the fact that there are a group of people studying Torah, connecting to God in a very, very real and deep way in your city, it's a different city. The spiritual reality is a completely different reality. It makes an impact. And so when Yaakov is living in Be'er Sheva, in the land of Canaan, it is a different place than when Yaakov leaves, because he has left, the grandeur has left, the shine has left, he's not there anymore, that spiritual imprint has left. I hope you enjoyed this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.